Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
That is one of the most historic moments in history, because when they get off that ship, it's a new world to them. You know, slavery wasn't new to the colonists, but it's a new world for those Africans.
This story gives Terry Brown goosebumps.
What happens is they come into this space and they're sort of dispersed. And they find ways to survive. They adopt your language. They adopt your customs. They learn to buy property. They learn their civil rights. And they gain their freedom over a period of 400 years. That's what happened to them.
Those are his forefathers. And they've been Brown's guiding light since he came to Fort Monroe to serve as the park's superintendent. In this role, he has to contend with all details of the history here. The fort was built in the 1800s by enslaved labor, and the suite of offices where we sit now has its own past.
Well, this room is the former home of Robert E. Lee. It dates back to the early 1800s, and when he was young, he was a young engineer here. He raised his first child in this building.
And here we are. I mean, the first thing I noticed when I walked into the space is your posters. You got Muhammad Ali up on the wall. There's a map of Africa. Mm-hmm. I presume you're the one who chose.
Yes.
What's up?
Yes. Well, I think it's important to understand one's journey. Like, when I'm in this position, I never forget that I stand on the shoulders of a lot of women and men. And to walk into this home every day, I need that kind of protection. I have to stay strong because there's an audience out there that needs me to tell this story.
During the Civil War, the fort was controlled by the North, an island of Union territory in the newly seceded Virginia. Three enslaved men escaped to the fort, rowing a small boat through the waters of the Chesapeake Bay. Union General Benjamin Butler took them in, declaring the men contraband. He seized them from the enemy during a time of war. It would become known as the contraband decision.
The next day, a few people show up. By Monday, close to 90 to 100 enslaved people come to the gate. We know, and this is in May, by the time we get to October, it's 10,000 plus people here at the fort. So outside this window, where the parade ground is, would have been 10,000 plus in contraband camps.
Contraband camps, meaning people, humans from the South who were coming here because it was a safe space.
Absolutely. So just imagine a big light over this fort, and this is where they're coming. And as a consequence, they would later call this fort Freedom's Fortress. We're honoring the journey and the legacy of Africans and African Americans. And it's so easy to focus on just the slavery part. But I'm more interested in honoring and really celebrating their perseverance and their strength and their values and their beauty, you know, because all that was taken away. And the fact that we were able to emerge and survive is truly remarkable.
This weekend and from now on, that history will be honored at Fort Monroe. In Hampton, I'm Mallory Nopane.